We get ready to have some church in here right now. Here we go. Come on, Renee.
For tuning in here on Lady Diva Live Radio. I have with me a gospel singer-songwriter. She is a Grammy and Stellar Award nominee. Renee Spearman is on my platform today. Phone lines are
hello.
Open right now. Hello.
Hello, hello. Good afternoon. I'm so happy and I'm so grateful to be a part of your show on today.
Yes, yes. And thank you for taking out your time to participate on my show today. All right. So where are you calling from, Renee?
I am calling from Los Angeles, California, sunny
All
California.
Right. All right, Los Angeles. We got a great artist on my show. Anyone is welcome to call in and give us a shout out. And so as we move along, I just got done spinning I Love Him. Tell me about that song there. What inspired you to do it?
Actually, I wrote I Love Him many, many years ago.
Okay.
I recorded it actually in the 90s.
Okay.
And recently, in 2019, I wanted to re-record it, and I asked Bishop Hezekiah Walker to be a part of it because mm-hmm. I'm a big Hezekiah Walker fan. Yeah. And it just kind of fits the type of music that he does. And a friend of mine, who's actually on the song as well, Dr. Holly Carter, she introduced us and asked him to be a part of the song. And he said yes, and that's how it all began as far as
wow.
this time around. Yes.
Wow. Your voice is powerful, a lot of energy. Introduce yourself to our curious listeners out there. What would you tell them about yourself and how you grew up becoming a gospel singer and all?
Okay. Again, my name is Renee. Well, you introduced me, Renee Spearman. I actually grew up in church. My dad, who passed away in 2017, he was a pastor, First Love Church of God in Christ. My mom, who also passed away in 2012, she was a national evangelist, Church of God in Christ. So I grew up in the church as a pastor's daughter. And they noticed my gift in me a long time ago when I was a kid. I remember my mom, she had a community choir, and I was probably like 10, 9, and she had me leading songs. And then my dad actually saw the gift in me to teach and direct. I didn't play an instrument, but he noticed that when he would play and teach our church choir, and I would be like, no, Dad, that's not the right key. That's not the right note. And he would be like, you come up here and do it. And so that's how I kind of got involved. And then I started a group within the local church, and we used to have concerts. And then my dad had me start directing the choir, first the young adult choir and then the adult choir. And then I started getting into writing songs. I was involved in all of my local workshops in the city. And that's kind of how I got started. And I love music, and it's just a part of me and my entire family. A lot of my cousins and uncles, all pastors, musicians. And so God just blessed me with the gift, and I'm just very grateful.
Oh, wow. Thank you for all that lovely information. Wow. So how long you actually been in the entertainment business, in the gospel music industry?
Well, my first project I did was actually in the late 80s. Okay. It was a project called Change the World through Ty Scott Records, distributed through Air Records. And I had a community choir back then, and actually a part of the community choir, because of course I'm from LA and my dad was a pastor, and my dad used to fellowship with a church called Evangelist, the Church of God in Christ, and the pastor was the uncle to Erica and Gina Atkins, which is Mary Mary, and both of them, prior to them coming becoming Mary Mary, were in my choir. So I kind of always kind of knew like good talent, good musicians, good artists. And so that's how I kind of got started, was by starting my own choir and having a community choir. And God just blessed me to keep going from there.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. Wow. Wow. So as we move along, I would like to mention the trailblazing song, I Got God. It's the new hit single. So tell me, what's the story behind this track before I spin it?
I Got God, it actually came to me during the pandemic in 2020, going into 2021. And I was just at home, and God always give me songs. And he just gave me that song. It was at the end of 2020, which was very bad year for everyone with the pandemic. And it was just, it's basically just saying, what a year we had, what a week, what a month, what a week, even what a day. I know a lot of people that passed away, you know, from the disease, from COVID-19. But and even those that passed away and that were in God, they're still with God. You know, they're still with God. So they still have God. Things have changed. Life is not the same. We got to walk around. And I don't know how it is everywhere else, but I know here. We still have to wear masks pretty much everywhere that we go, and our life is not the same as we knew it, but through everything that we're dealing with, we still have God.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you. So I'm going to go ahead and spin I Got God. Anyone is welcome to call on the show and speak to me and Renee Spearman is more welcome to. Here is the number one single, I Got God. We'll be right back. Jam here for 2021. Renee Spearman, give us the information we need. Where can they stream and purchase this single at anywhere online at?
You can purchase the single on or stream it on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon, all of your social media music outlets is there, and it's available waiting on you.
All right. Thank you for that information. We have a caller. Area code 951. Go ahead and speak.
Well, hello. Actually, I'm just listening in. I was jamming on that phone. I got God. Ain't nothing like having God now. I just
All
want
right.
to say to the artists in the house, go
Renee,
girl. Go
Renee,
girl. Go girl. Yeah.
All right. All right, that
hey.
Is Marty Miss Clardy.
Thank you for enjoying the song. That song is cold-blooded. I love it. Yeah.
All right. Thank
yes,
you.
Thank you for sharing that with us. Yes.
Thank
that is
you.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank
and
you so much.
And I'm in there. We got God. We love God.
All right, man.
Come on, girl. Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank
all
you
right.
so much. Thank you for
what
having
was your name?
Me. That
my
is,
name
is Wendy.
Name?
Wendy Clardy.
Thank you,
but
thank
they
you.
Call me Lardy, Miss Clardy.
All right, now. Thank you, Wendy.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yes, of
You're
course.
You're welcome.
All right.
Very
all
much
right.
enjoyed it.
All right. Thank,
thank
you.
You,
Wendy, for calling in. Thank you. All right, next
You're
caller,
welcome.
Area code
Thank you
979.
Yay. Hey, Brand, how you doing?
All right. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Yeah, man. I took a break. So I listened to your show. Calling from Texas, man. And I just want to tell your guest, man, I really love that arrangement. I love the song.
Mm-hmm.
I love what she's saying. And
Thank you.
The message is very clear. And I just want to commend you on such a slamming project. And I'm just glad I was able to join in the show today and check it out. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Lee
Thank
Austin.
You so much.
He is a
yeah,
baby,
this is me.
And also,
yeah.
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
wow. Thank you, Lee.
yeah, I'm a firm believer in supporting. And I come on Brenda's show all the time. And so I just want to reach out and just, actually return the favor and support another artist. And so
right.
A lot of independents, we got to stick together and learn to support
yeah.
one another. So
yeah.
that's why I took a break.
Definitely.
And Brenda
yeah.
knows me personally, man. That's who I am. And so I just want to
Thank
tell you.
You,
just keep doing what you're doing. And hopefully I can book you to come to Texas here on the Gulf Coast. Maybe I got some things opening up, Lord willing,
okay.
next year. And so
okay.
Hopefully I can book you to come down here and minister on this end here on the Third Coast.
Thank
so
you.
I just want to
Thank
commend
you.
You and you're on the job well done. Yeah.
Thank you so much, and I would love to come. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah. You're welcome.
All right. Make sure you send me a ticket.
yeah, man. I will. yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for calling in, Lee. That is
yeah,
Lee Austin, everyone.
Wow. Thank you, Lee Austin.
All right.
All right. As we move along, go ahead and give your website information, Renee, and your social
okay.
media information as well.
Okay. My website is www.reneespearman.com. And you can find me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, under Renee Spearman, and I would love for you to reach out to me, and I would love to reach back out to you, and I'm just grateful for anyone and everyone that supports what I do for the kingdom. I really appreciate it.
Oh, wow. You're my dear. You're welcome. What is that ultimate desire, Renee Spearman, of what you wish all your fans and followers to get out of this new single, or rather all your music?
My desire is for people to know Christ and to get to know Christ. A lot of things we even want in life, and I run into a lot of people that want so many things. Like, it could be financial, it could be the husband, it could just be whatever you want. The Bible says that if we would seek him first and all his righteousness, is living right and living like the Bible tells us to live, all these things that we need from God, we will get them and they'll be added unto us. So I just want people to get to know God and get to know him for yourself, not through your mom or your dad, but get to know God for yourself and you will have the best experience in life.
Wow. Amen. Thank you for that information. And do you have any upcoming events or performances that are scheduled now and in the future?
Actually, yes. Because of COVID, a lot of things have been shut down. But next year, there's a lot of things actually for me coming up. And you can follow me on social media to find out all the different things that's coming up. I have a couple things going on next month and actually in January for Martin Luther King at a college, a university. So, but that's in the L.A. area. So just follow me on social media and you'll get all of my information. I'm a
all
big
right.
poster.
Thank you for that information as well. Will you be doing any future music projects? Is there an album coming up soon?
Actually, well, right now, my current CD is called The Essential Renee Spearman, and it's all of the songs from my previous albums with a couple of new songs on there promoting, you know, my hottest songs or I don't want to say hottest, but most popular songs that I have put out. And then next year, I'll actually be working towards another project.
All right. All right. Thank you for that information. Thank you. I have another song I would like to play at the end of the show. Woe to Wow will be the last track I'll be playing at the end of the show. When did that song come out? When was that one released?
That song was actually released in 2012.
Okay.
Whew, I have went through so many things. God gave me that song as well.
Right.
At that time, my mom wasn't even ill at the time that I wrote it, but it ended up being a song about my mom. But my father was ill, and he was really, really sick. He had a brain bleed all of a sudden, and he stopped talking, and he wasn't able to move or anything, and they basically told us, you know, that he was going to die if he didn't get a surgery. And, you know, my dad had always said he didn't want any type of surgery or anything that got to do with his brain or anything like that. So we left him, you know, as he was, and he lived like 11 years past that. So
wow.
I'm just grateful to God. So that was a woe moment that turned into wow, God. So
right.
That song, I actually wrote that song due to what was going on with my father. And I was so honored to have the late DJ Rogers is on that song. A lot of people know him from his song, R&B song, Say You Love Me. And I love what he had did on God Favors Me with Bishop Hezekiah Walker. And I knew him personally. I asked him to be a part of it. And he said yes, and I'm so glad because that was the last song that he recorded before he passed away a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that song. I love it. So you're more than welcome to give a shout-out, any shout-out names you want to give to all the persons that have supported you through the years and upon the making of your newest single. Go right ahead.
Yes. I would like to give a shout-out, first of all, to – and I'm not trying to sound spiritual, but to the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, he has been there for me. I've had a lot of ups and downs in my life, and God has been there. And then I was just thinking, you know, with shout outs, the people that I would normally shout out to are no longer here. I have a sister that passed away. I have my mom and my father passed away. Those were like my biggest supporters musically. I would like to shout out to my sisters. I have two sisters, Denise and Yvonne. My nephews for supporting me, my husband for supporting me, my pastor who always support me, Pastor Jeffrey Lewis of New Antioch Church of God in Christ. Just everyone that supports me, that buy my music, I want to shout out all the radio announcers, people like yourselves, everybody that play my music, because if it wasn't played, it wouldn't be heard. So I just want to say thank you and give a shout out to you guys as well.
Well, let's give everyone an applause and that they will keep on supporting you, and I will too.
Thank you.
Well, as we're almost coming to a close, I want to say, Renee, thank you. And I'm a fan of your music. You're always welcome to come back with any new music projects. Any words of encouragement you would like to give people that are still dealing with dark times, that are suffering in the world today? Any encouraging words you want to give?
Yes. Andre Crouch wrote a song called Jesus is the Answer for the World Today. Above him, there's no other. Jesus is the way. And I would just like anybody that's going through, like I said, give God a try. He's here when no one else is here, when you don't have your loved ones here. They may
be going on with the Lord. And, you know, I think about this time, one of the most saddest times of the year for a lot of people is the holidays, which is Thanksgiving and Christmas is coming around. And you're used to certain people being around and they're not around, so the holidays are not the same. But just give your life to Jesus. Talk to him. I know when I went through what I went through with death and everything in my family, only person I could turn to was God and the scriptures. Like, that was the only thing that made me want to wake up every day was the word of God, the scriptures, and praying and talking to him. I don't know what I would have done without God. So I just, that's who I am. That's how I believe. And I hope I can encourage someone to talk to God and he'll be there for you.
All right. That is from Renee Spearman, everyone. Encouraging words. Thank you, Renee. I will close the show by playing I Got God Again. And I just want to make a last announcement. I want to say happy Thanksgiving to all my fans and followers out there. And whoever is listening, I hope you have a safe and happy holiday. There will be going on in Evansville, so a couple of events. Old School Party, which is in Evansville, Indiana, November 26th, 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. It's an all-black affair, $30 at the door for people that are 30 and over. Music by DJ Lifesaver. And this event is happening at Sterling Square, the Overview, which is at the 210 North Fulton Avenue. And another black event is by the, it's an all-black party, Light of the 80s, third annual. And it's on the 26th as well, starting from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. And it's at the 601 Walnut Street, Doubletree by Hilton. And that's also 30 years old and up. $25 at the door if you don't have tickets. So I hope everyone have a safe and happy holiday weekend. Be safe, everyone out there. And I would like to end the show with I Got God and Woe to Wow by Renee Spearman. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Thank you all for your contributions and keeping me on air. I'm going to say good night and good afternoon to everyone. And thank you, Renee Spearman.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a blast and a ball. I love it.
All right. All right. Thank you, everyone. Good night.
believe this is happening. Things took a turn for the worse. Where is my God in all of this, y'all? Things seems much better. Revelation.